Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading is from Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Amen. Dan, Michelle, Charles. I'm really glad we've got this text from Matthew today on Jesus blessing the children. Luke 18. As a synodical, called a synodical employee, church worker, you will have many, many nights where you will sleep like a baby, waking up every 2 hours and crying yourself back to sleep. And this wonderful text comes at us and gives us Jesus' words about infants and children. There, I found it. And he gives it in a really remarkable time in his ministry. Things are really getting intense. The opposition is growing already in Matthew 18. And he gives a passion prediction right later in just this chapter. And pros epheron, they bore, and it's an imperfect. They were trying to bring to him even the children, the brefe. The Vulgate translates this infantes. Luther translates it kindlein. And there are several words for babies and little children in the New Testament. Paideia, brefes, and some others. Luther puts them all together. We're talking about here small children, suckling babes here. They were trying to bring him suckling babes, that is the crowd, so that he might touch them. Sanctified touch is a beautiful gift from God. We are physical beings. Children need to be touched and hugged and loved and kissed. So do we. It's a gift. We see Jesus doing it in remarkable moments in his ministry. Touches the leper, for Pete's sake. Of all people you're going to touch, he touches that one. "I will it be clean." He touches the bier for the dead man, for the widow at Nain, raises him from the dead. I don't care what anybody says, I love blessing children at the communion rail. I love it and think it's a good idea to bring your toddlers and bring the whole crowd up to the communion rail. Let them get used to it. And I enjoy it most with those kids who are standoffish. And it happens over and over again in my pastoral life. I'll be blessing a whole family worth, and the one kid is back like this, or down on her knees, or, you know, refusing. And I refuse to let that kid go away without a blessing, touching that kid on the head with the sign of the cross, with a smile. They always warm up. Sometimes it takes a long time. Touch is so important, and Jesus uses it in such a beautiful way in this text. These people wanted Jesus for their children. Nothing better than that. They wanted to bring them to him. Even little babes. Peter, he rebukes the disciples. They get it exactly wrong. They say, hey, stop trying to do this. It's exactly the opposite of what Jesus wants. This is really important to notice in the apostles. They're with Jesus personally for several years, and they get him 100% wrong. Do you think we'll get Jesus wrong? Oh, yes. And you're a fool if you think not. I've been around this building for 25 years. You know what the sign of atrophy and the sign of needing to go on to other things, move on to a better place is? When you, the bureaucrat, think that you have all the answers and nobody's listening to you. That's the death rattle. You're no good to anybody then. We can get it wrong. Jesus throws an aorist in here. Incomplete. They're trying to do this. They need to be stopped. Jesus throws an aorist. And he called them to himself. He called them to himself. And he says, let the paideia come to me. Let them come to me. Imperative. Don't get in the way. Open the door. And do not prevent them. Not only get out of the way, not only don't prevent them, but get out of the way. For of such is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not work in ways that we can calculate all the time, or formulate all the time, or encapsulate all the time. We are called to proclaim the word and let the word do its business, even as we carry on our vital work of church planting, extension of the word, mission, which are all biblical and confessional mandates. Verily I say to you, amen, amen, is the word he uses. Verily I say to you, Jesus always gets most serious by using the word amen, and he's always talking about the last things, the end times, what really comes down to heaven or hell. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will never go into it. He tells us children receive the kingdom of God. I love studying children. I used to say I was an expert on millennials because I had studied two of them in my basement for decades. They're gone and they're having children now, and they were just... the littlest one is just now 9 months old. When she was 6 months old, I had not seen them for a few months and went to the house in Fort Wayne. And they handed me the baby, and the baby just started to pout, you know. And you never know how long it will take a child to get over that, you know, lack of trust. Thankfully, it wasn't long. Do you know what faith is? It's knowledge. Indeed, it's knowing Jesus and who he is, appropriate to your age. It's assent to say Jesus speaks the truth. He's my Savior. But most fundamentally, do you know what faith is? It's trust. It's trust. And as Luther taught over and over again in his Genesis commentaries and many other places, there are contradictions we face in life. Things that don't make sense. You're working hard, trying to do the right thing, and it doesn't work out. You seem to be bowled over by strange quarters of opposition or frustration or difficulties. Happens to all of us in every aspect of our life. Is God really behind me? Is he pleased with me? Is this vocation a pleasing one? Well, yes, he's pleased with you. You are Christ. You're forgiven. Your sins are taken away. You are beloved. The word says it. It's spoken. Jesus says it. Come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Is your vocation pleasing to him? Yes, so far as it's not inherently sinful. It's absolutely pleasing, and you're free to serve in it. These vocations that you serve in are challenging. I asked one of you in an interview question, what do you think about crawling through glass, rocks, and barbed wire on your knees, and when you get done, all bloodied, nobody thanks you for it? Great answer, though. I won't say what it was. Unless you become like a little child, you shall never enter the kingdom of heaven. That is to have faith. The least, the servant, the one after the heart of the Son of Man. I came not to be served, but to serve and give my life as a ransom for many. And if he invites you, he invites all of us to be humble. And don't worry, if you're prideful and you get full of yourself, you'll be pulled right back to earth real soon, especially in this place. It's a blessing to be here. Lovely people. I love them all. They'll go through a brick wall for you to get the gospel out. It's a blessing. But like every other vocation in life, it's a challenge. So, congratulations. Finally, in Luther's last sermon, he preached on Matthew 11. I thank you, Lord, that you have hidden this from the wise and revealed it to babes. And he said, Stick, here's a guy who wrote he's got 120 volumes in his critical works, who's regularly counted as one of the 10 most influential men in all of history, who studied incessantly. More books have been written about Luther than anybody except Jesus, from every aspect. Here's a guy who in his last sermon said, Stick to the simple gospel. We don't need crazy, newfangled philosophies of language. We don't need new dogmatic paradigms. We need to stick to the simple gospel of Jesus Christ and his blood-bought forgiveness. Planting churches, showing mercy, serving our wonderful congregations and all of our pastors and church workers who are on the front line. God grant it to all of us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.
Christ is risen. Tell the next generation. This is the theme of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's upcoming national offering, which will kick off at this summer's convention in Phoenix. It is based on Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. Gifts to the national offering will directly benefit ongoing domestic work carried out at the local level by LCMS congregations, districts, and others, and supported by LCMS family, youth, campus, and school ministry. Get involved at lcms.org/national offering.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.